Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Grant Gondrzik II of Benton Harbor High School, and the star basketball, one of the star basketball players there at Benton Harbor. Grant, I'm going to name off your stats here from a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I know this is nothing out of the ordinary for you. So a couple weeks ago against Holland Christian, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals in the 70-62 win. And then in the regional championship game against Edwardsburg, Grant had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and added 4 threes to win the regional championship for Benton Harbor. So Grant, first of all, as I kind of mentioned, congrats on the great season, the great week, and the regional championship as well. That's nothing to, you know, scratch about. That's amazing. So first of all, congratulations. What was working for you, not only that week, but really all season?
Just my coach and my teammates having the confidence in me and my pull-up game that I use a lot. You know, that's my weapon. And, you know, we was rolling, get that first regional championship. It was just surreal, and that was what was working.
Yeah. Well, the regional championship coming into the season, was that a goal for you guys? Like, was that something you guys, you know, had on the to-do list?
Yes. Well, you know, we wanted to get that state. Coach Sterling, mm-hmm. you know, great coach. You know, he puts all that confidence in us, and it rubs us on us with his talks and he has with us in practice. And we were just going for that state championship goal. Yeah. Didn't get it, but best believe we're going to be coming back for it next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned you didn't get the ultimate goal of winning a state championship. You lost 86-60 against Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who won the state championship last year, went to the state championship this year, and came up just short. So, I mean, you lost to a great team, you know, so it's hard to be disappointed. I'm curious, because you guys still had such a great season, and winning a regional championship is amazing. How do you balance, you know, the disappointment of not winning a state championship, but also, like, we still had a great year. Like, there's nothing to really hang our heads about. So, I guess, how do you just kind of balance that?
Yeah, just, like, Catholic Central was a phenomenal team. Mm-hmm. Just the way they play, and they have a great coach. And, you know, they were just a better team that night, and everybody saw it. And just, you know, for us, we felt like we could have done better, but they were just a better team that night. And so we understood, and we just grew as a family this year, you know, just being close together and going through a lot of adversity and then being able to pull it through and win the district and then the regional and almost win the quarterfinal and trying to get mm-hmm. to that state. Just going through the process was just amazing. And so that's why we accepted it. And, you know, we're going to be back, like I said, try to get that state next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious, what kind of things do you guys need to work on as a team in order to get over that hump and take home the state championship next year?
Yeah. Just, you know, I think we got to be closer, work harder, get more in shape. Just keep, you know, I mean, I think it's really a lot. You know, I really couldn't just say one thing.
Right.
You know, because as the season goes on, you get better and you start to peak as you get better and you go through adversity. I think it's a lot of areas. I don't think it's just one specific area.
Absolutely. And you individually, you've only a junior. I don't think I mentioned that yet, but you're only a junior. You had a great sophomore season as well. So you've had a lot of this individual success personally. What's one thing that you need to work on in order to take your game to just a different level than what it's been at already?
Definitely being a leader, being more vocal. Just, you know, like my defense, just everything, you know. Of course, I can score the ball and mm-hmm. everybody sees that. But just, you know, being more of a leader and helping each other out and being like that second coach on the floor, you mm-hmm. know, that everybody can look towards and, you know, lead my team, you know, like I said, try to lead them to get this state next year.
And that's got to be kind of hard because, I mean, just from what I've known from you, you're such a calm and humble young man that it can be hard to be this vocal leader, right? I mean, is that something you kind of have to work through, knowing I kind of have to be this way, even though it's not really who I am as a person?
I wouldn't say, you know, it's a challenge, but, you know, I think that you got to step out your comfort zone. It can be uncomfortable sometimes, and, you know, a lot of people don't want to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But in this game, you got to be uncomfortable to be able to get better at what you're not comfortable at. And so just being able to step out my comfort zone, and I'm up for the challenge. I mean, I think I'm going to be a phenomenal, great leader next year and be there for my teammates and to help. And we already been starting the process already.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Outside of playing for Benton Harbor, you also play in an AAU league. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just playing for the Storm. I love Coach Jason. We text and talk all the time. You know, he's a big, another influence for me. He actually had Devin Booker before. He coached Devin Booker, and then he had Kobe Bufkin. So just for me to be on that team and to learn the wisdom from him, I mean, he's just a phenomenal coach, and I respect him so much. And that's why I play with them. And then also the great individuals and the teammates that I'm around. You know, just great guys.
Yeah, awesome. That's amazing to hear. When does that start, I guess? Like, when does high school season end, and then when does, like, AAU begin and end? I guess it's just like a never-ending cycle, I imagine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that, it's kind of like that. It can get overwhelming sometimes, but I really don't know right now, because I think – I'm thinking probably 2-3 weeks from now, but just because we went deep in the tournament, and I still he giving me some time, you know, get a break, and so I think probably in two three weeks we'll be starting up.
2-3 weeks, okay. And do you think you need that personally? I mean, because basketball's all day, every day for so long, and the season's over, you just kind of need like a mental break of okay, just let me get away from the competition for just a second, so I can kind of regroup and re-energize and motivate myself.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it can get overwhelming, and you got this new commercial with Powerade with Simone Biles that I saw. Pause is power, and they talk about being able to take a pause for your mentals is big, is key, because you just keep going and going and going. I mean, I think it's the same way, you know, for school and schoolwork or for anything. If you just keep on going and going and going, you can get drained and it can become overwhelming. So definitely need that little break. But once you get that little break, then it's time to keep rolling.
Absolutely. And we were talking a little bit before about a lot of things that you do for athletes and dealing with mental health and everything. Tell me a little bit about you being an advocate and speaking out for athletes and mental health.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, my sister and I, and losing my father and losing my grandmother, and then always, you know, going out and performing, and people don't know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And especially being a teenager and other kids, you know, just the way a lot of kids go through adversity and challenges, and people don't see those things, especially, you know, with the athletes now. I mean, they expect you to perform and be a professional all the time.
Right.
Sometimes that's hard because we're regular human beings.
Right.
It's a lot of challenges we face and that other people wouldn't be able to. And so it's just big, you know, to take, like I said, pause the power of the commercial. Just being able to take a pause and get your mind right is big. Outside of sports, too. A lot of people deal with mental health, and it's big. It's real. Mental health is real. Not in sports, also outside of sports, but in sports as well.
Absolutely. And it used to be kind of almost taboo in a way with sports, right? As where they're supposed to be strong, right? And not have to show that. But now you're starting to see it with Simone Biles, as you mentioned. And also like in the NBA, for example, like Kevin Love has talked about it. DeMar DeRozan has talked about it. So it's getting more socially acceptable, I guess is a way to put it, for professional athletes even to talk about it. And I imagine being in high school and like not only everything that you have gone through personally with the tragedies in your family, but COVID as well, like the pandemic. And this was your first really normal basketball-wise school year. That must have made everything even just more of a mess, I imagine. So it's great to hear that you're doing well now and that you're able to speak about it and help others too. And that's the main part. So outside of playing basketball, you're also just, from what it seems like, a basketball junkie, right? Like you love watching tape of you know, old NBA people, current NBA people. I'm curious, is there any players throughout the history of the game, whether that's today or, you know, in the past, that you just love watching film on?
Yes. I love Steph Curry now. Steph Curry and change the game, you know, extending the range. I love Kobe Bryant, you know, with the mid-range, just having that killer mentality. I love Kyrie Irving. I think he's a phenomenal player. I think he's the most skilled player of all time, you know, being at 6 foot and be able to pull up from deep, pull up mid-range and finish at the rim and also handle the ball and post you up. And I'm also a big fan of Kevin Durant, you know. I just love the mid-range game, and I love guards that are able to shoot and score. And, you know, I'm just trying to pick up that defense mentality part now.
Yeah, and that's a tough one to get. Yeah. That's definitely a tough one to get. But I'm glad you mentioned Kevin Durant, actually, because when I was looking at some of your highlights today, you kind of mentioned your, you know, hesitation, pull-up dribble into a deep shot. That's kind of what I just first saw from watching your highlights. I was like, that's, you know, not a 7 foot Kevin Durant, you know.
Hey, that's,
but, you
pretty
know,
cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevin Durant, he's so tall. Like, he can just kind of pull up. He has the ability to pull up because he's just taller than everybody, right? But yeah, that was one thing that I saw, is that he kind of have more like the body of like a Stephen Curry, but I saw the pull up game of Kevin Durant, honestly. So
I appreciate that. If I could just say real quick, my sister actually took me to my first NBA game this past year, Detroit, and I saw my first ever game, Kevin Durant had 55, and I was just amazed by it. It was just all, and it was all on pull-up jumpers.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, because I'm glad you actually said it, because I went to a Nets game earlier this year down in Chicago, and I saw Kevin Durant, and I'm just like, there's no way this guy's like the same species as me. Just looking at him, he's just so long, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he should be able to have like guard skills at that height. It's just, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I was in shock as well as you were. I mean, I was just sitting there, and he wouldn't take more than 3-4 dribbles. I mean, he would just pull up, and he's using it to his advantage. And I also think that Kyrie Irving is a shorter version of Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant is a taller version of Kyrie Irving.
I think
they're the two most skilled players in NBA right now.
Yeah, and fitting that they're on the same team.
Yes.
Right?
It's scary.
It is scary, and especially now that Kyrie can play every game, they're gonna be tough to knock out, that's for sure. I'm also just curious, if you had to compare your game to someone in the NBA, who do you think that would be?
That's pretty hard. I get a lot of different, you know, my teammates, I say this, my teammates would make jokes with me all the time being in practice. I'd be pulling up from half court and shooting five, six steps behind the line. They'd be calling me Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, you think he's Steph Curry?
Right.
I'd be making it, and they'd be like, man, he really be shooting like Steph Curry.
right.
And then I'd be able to pull up from the mid-range. We played against Catholic Central, and they had a whole scouting report on me, and they did really good defending me. But, I mean, the coach told me, like, they think my game was like kind of like a Devin Booker. And so you just got like a lot of different comparisons. But I just I love to shoot the ball and being able to go mid-range, deep, then deeper. And now just getting that piece to be able to finish at the rim. You know, a lot of the times when I played this season, everybody played me for my jump shot.
Yeah.
And they still ain't stop it, so.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, as you get older, and like you're going to be going playing against much better competition as you get older and older and older, and as you get better, they're going to take away that jump shot, right? As you kind of mentioned with Grand Rapids Catholic Central, and as you get better, it doesn't matter. There's not going to be a defense that can stop it, you know.
But exactly like how it is for Kevin Durant,
right? And exactly, and that's all part of the process. And speaking of, you know, maybe after high school, I know you're only a junior. But what are you maybe thinking? Obviously, I know you want to play basketball, but is there any school in particular maybe you're kind of keeping your eye on or no?
Nah, to be honest, not really. Not yet.
Not yet.
Just, you know, I have a lot more time and just be able to see what else will come and just with the process. But I would say right now, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I haven't.
Okay. And I'm curious, what kind of things are you looking for out of a school? Or maybe it's out of a school, out of a coach, out of a situation, right? What are you kind of looking for?
Definitely the atmosphere, great group of guys, teammates, and most definitely the coach. being able to make mistakes and to get better and being able to just continue to work. And, you know, I see a lot of players go to certain colleges and they don't get better. And I see a lot of players that go to colleges and they do get better. And so just being able to, you know, get better and then go to a coach who's going to teach me the game and be able to spend time with me and help me. And, you know, that's big for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we were talking a little bit before. You're not, I mean, you are just a basketball player, but it seems like you're talented in almost everything you do. Tell me a little bit about some other sports that you like playing.
Baseball, I love to pitch. Football, I love throwing the football. I just think that God blessed me with, you know, an arm and being able to, you know, switch and play different sports. You know, just always going from neighborhood to neighborhood and playing when I was younger. Be able to play basketball, then play baseball, then play football. That was fun. So, you know, I'm a big fan of baseball and football. I like all the sports, really. I just play basketball now. So,
and what was it that made you just choose basketball and to just dedicate everything to that?
You know, if I could be honest, it was my dad. Mm-hmm. It was my dad. He was like, especially like my mom named me after my dad, and now with him passing away, I just feel like I got to keep going for him. You know, him playing the NBA, I want to get to the NBA now and show that I'm his son. And so that's my mentality. He wanted me to play basketball.
Awesome. I was going to say, and everyone else in your family also played basketball too, right? So that probably had something to do with
too. Yes, sir.
That's awesome to hear. So outside of being a good basketball player, I've got here 3.75 GPA. So obviously, you take pride in what you do in the court, but you take just as much pride as you do in the classroom. Tell me about just academically what you like.
Man, it's just, I say every class, you know, every class really. I like, you know, just being open, receiving. You got a lot of different classes like anatomy, then you got geometry, then you got algebra, and then now you got you got speech classes, media communications. I mean, it's just all type of different stuff you can learn. I like to learn stuff. I'm open to anything. And so just being able to learn, I wouldn't say it's no specific class that I like, but definitely you got to take your academics. You got to take them seriously, because if I don't take them seriously, I can't play ball.
Exactly. Exactly. And that can be kind of hard, right?
Yes, because definitely.
Because you want to dedicate so much time to being the best player you can. But like you said, if you're not good in the classroom, it doesn't matter how good you are on the court. So, and that's something too, that being a leader on the team, and you mentioned being a leader, that's something that everyone else on the team looks at as well. Well, if Grant can be this good at basketball and have a 3.75 GPA, then what's stopping me, right? So everyone, it trickles down to everyone else on the team, and you know, and not only, and forget about just the team, all the younger people in the community too see that. And I mean, you might not notice it, but the kids who go to the Benton Harbor games and watch you play, like, you are Steph Curry, you know? Like, you really are Steph Curry, you know?
It's crazy, you know? I actually told my mom, like, a month ago, when all that stuff was going on, I was like, everybody's calling me the Steph Curry now. You know, at least saw the video of me pulling up two steps in from half court. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I just say, like, all to all the kids and everybody who watch, and I also watch other people, it's just hard work. You know, I'm not the tallest, 6'1", 6 feet, you know, that's not the tallest, but it's just hard work. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything outside of sports as well, but you just got to work hard. That's it. And I'm going to continue to work and going to continue to inspire other people. And I also love to help, you know, you got to help the next one coming behind you. Can't be selfish.
Absolutely. And helping, I have here that you volunteer at the church food drive too, right? Tell me a little bit about that. How long you've been doing that? Just tell me about it. Yeah.
I have a great foundation at the church, Refreshing Fountains. I go to church every Sunday. I go to Bible study every Wednesday. Been getting a closer relationship with the Lord. And, you know, Pastor Burton now, which actually is a bishop now over all the pastors in the whole state of Michigan. And just being able to give out to the community and give out to people just because I play sports, or a lot of people look up and see me or know me, it doesn't mean that I'm no better than nobody else.
Right.
I still remember that it's a struggle for other people, and it's still a struggle for me. And so just being able to help people and give out food, shoot, I still get food from the food drive myself. So, you know, that's just how it is. And so just being able to see other people smile and, you know, impact them, and then also them talk about basketball with me, and just being able to – and my dad, he the one who started me with that, you know, that food drive. He just always told me I'm humble because of him, like, you got to give back. You got to help. That's what he always did. A lot of people don't help. And so just being able to help and give back and being able to be humble, it makes me feel humble.
Mm-hmm. And so, no, that's amazing to hear. And again, I keep coming back to this, but like everyone in the community sees that, right? And they it spreads, right? Like that giving, I'm trying to think of the right word here, but that when you see other people give their time and, you know, their humbleness and their appreciation, and it rubs off on everyone else in the community. So
definitely being negative and being positive both rub off. And so
absolutely
to rub it off positive.
Right. But, and there's so much negative in this world.
Yes.
You know,
it is,
especially the last, I feel like it's probably gotten worse the last like 4 or 5 years, and especially with the pandemic. So just being out and smiling, like you said, like that's something so simple, right, that you don't think about. Just smiling and smiling in front of people, right, it does a lot. It does a lot, that's for sure. And then I guess to wrap up here, we'll end on a light note here. Has here, do you like to play 2K in Madden as well?
Yes.
Tell me
game.
A little bit about that. My first question is, when you play 2K or Madden, is it just, okay, I'm going online, I'm playing match play, or is it career mode? Are you playing franchise? What are you doing?
You brought up franchise. I've been big on franchise lately with Madden. I've just been starting to get into Madden, but always been a gamer since I was little. I don't know who really introduced me to gaming, but I just remember when I was little, my dad even put, at the time, the PlayStation 2, he had put a PlayStation 2 in the Escalade, and we used to play games all the time.
Gotcha.
And he used to always, he actually would be like, you play games too much, but he would always bring games, more games around, be like, how's play this, and I'd be like, and so I just got hooked, and I love the game. When I'm not working out or doing other things or playing ball, I game all the time. So I'll go on 2K, I play my part, I play career, play my team. But I've just been getting big into Madden now. I play online, head-to-head. I do Ultimate Team, and then I play a lot of franchise, and I watch a lot of YouTubers too. I think YouTubers are cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'm curious too, because I have younger nephews, and they, you know, play video games too, and I guess I don't know if I realize it, but like I played video games too, and I think it helped me learn the game growing up.
Definitely.
You know, like my nephews, for example, they don't really understand baseball, right? And I'm just like, well, how did I learn it, right? And it's probably from playing freaking video games, right? I mean, honestly,
yes.
You think that helps?
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I've been learning so much more about football because I started playing Madden now,
right.
And now I've gotten so good at Madden. I know all the defenses now. I know all the coverages, and now I can read the blitz, and now I can read the flats. I ain't know none about hooks and flats and none of that. I didn't have no idea. And so now I definitely, and, you know, kids that do game, keep gaming. I mean, you can make money now gaming. You can inspire the people game. I think it's very cool. I mean, I love being around gamers and the game with people, and then also go play ball.
Absolutely. As long as you're doing a little bit of both, right? Like, you can't just play video games all the time,
well, you
right?
You know, I say both is better, but, you know, I mean, you got gamers now who they game, and that's their job now. And
right.
I think it's cool. I mean, you catch me, my mom, she'll catch me a basketball game beyond, and not that I don't watch basketball, because I do watch basketball, but basketball game beyond, and I'm over here watching YouTube, watching Madden, and I'm watching 2K, and she'll be like, why are you watching video games and the games are on? It's like,
right.
So just being, I'm real hooked on video games, and so if you game, but if right. you do both.
Yeah,
but yeah,
absolutely. That's awesome. Well, hey, Grant, congrats on the great season. Honestly. Congrats on the regional championship. Good luck going forward with the AAU season and then next basketball season as well. I imagine we'll be talking again relatively soon. So thank you and good luck, all right?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes, member FDIC and equal housing lender, by MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.